In this week's Parshios, we learn about the building of the Mishkan and all the Kelim, and one of them is the Aron. There are a number of Kelim that are gold-plated. The Aron is unique in that it's gold-plated mibayis u'michutz. The inside is gold and the outside is gold. And Chazal ask, Tainach, why the outside is gold? Should it look fancy? Why is the inside gold also? And they famously answer in the Medrash that the Aron is the repository of the Torah, like Talmud Chacham serves as repository of Torah knowledge, and it teaches us that a Talmud Chacham has to be Tocho Kaboro. A Talmud Chacham should not be a hypocrite, should not just try to act in ways to impress people, even the inside where no one sees, should be like the outside that everyone sees, and he should live up to his standards, even internally, even when no one is watching. Which is a very basic and important mussar. Some of the darshanim and even pashtanim wonder if it's so important that the repository of the Torah be, you know, as it were, the real deal and be gold and, you know, be all the way through like he looks on the outside. Why isn't the whole aron made of gold? Why do you have wood in between the two layers of gold? Why not just make the whole thing of gold? Because the Talmud Chacham has to be through and through in every fiber of his being, gold and live up to the highest standards. And there are many answers that have been given, certainly many answers that have been given al Pidrash. Rav Tzadok HaKohen, who actually, I'm only going to summarize part of what he says, he suggests that no, one should not think that a Talmud Chacham can only be a Talmud Chacham if he's 100% up to the highest standards and gold through and through. He said that's not true. He even goes so far as to say, Atzei Shitim, which is inside, is perhaps Milas on Shtos. And Shtos is the opposite of the Torah. And Torah leads to mitzvos, and Ruach Shtos leads to Averos. Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, we see here that even if someone is imperfect and has the imperfections and the Shtos within them, and even if someone is not gold through and through, as long as someone makes an effort to act on the inside the way he does on the outside, and learns Torah and makes an effort to live up to it, the koach of the Torah will overpower any koach of shtus, and therefore the Torah Davka said, it should be gold, mibayis and michutz, but not gold on the inside, to show that if someone really strives for Talmud Chacham to learn Torah and to live up and be consistent with what he's doing, even if he's not perfect, the Torah will help him to gradually overcome his imperfections and get closer and closer to perfection. On a very simple pshat level, a number of the newly published Pirush and the Bali Tosos and the Chizkuni that's in some of the Makros Gedolos say a very simple pshat. The reason it couldn't be all gold is because gold is exceedingly dense and heavy. If you would make the whole thing of gold, it would be too heavy for the Levium to carry. And therefore, hey, you have to put a little gold on the outside, a little gold on the inside, but it has to be made of wood. Wood isn't so light, but it isn't so heavy. We all carry things made of wood all the time. Even large things made of wood we carry all the time, like bookshelves, etc. Two guys can carry a dresser made of wood. So therefore, they didn't want to be too heavy on the Levium, even though the Aron is no seis no sub, right? The Aron miraculously carried itself. Nonetheless, ein somcha lahanes, and even though the Aron carried itself, we don't say you should just wait for it to levitate. We still say the Levium have to come pick it up, and then it'll carry itself, but ein somcha lahanes, and therefore they have to make it not too heavy for the Levium to carry. Perhaps we can make a drush on this shot of the Chizkuni as well, that, ultimately a Talmud Chacham is the source of bracha of the whole world. All bracha and goodness in the world comes from Torah, both, in my humble opinion, both b'derech hateva, the values and ideals of the Torah are the source of all goodness in the world, and b'derech hasod, mystically as well, learning of Torah and fulfillment of the mitzvahs of the Torah bring down all the brachas m'neshamayim to this world. And one could easily think that the Aron is no seis no sav, a Talmud Chacham should not feel uncomfortable being a burden on others, because after all, he's bringing all the bracha to the world anyway, so who cares if he's a bit of a burden on other people and imposes on them in order to further his agenda of being a Talmud Chacham. So perhaps we see from here that even when we're dealing with the Aron of the Torah, you have to lighten the burden on others, and even though the Aron is no seis no sav, not to expect everyone to be somech on the neis, and one should strive to become a Talmud Chacham, but not in a way that's burdensome to others, in a way that tries the most you can to lighten the burden on everyone else. And Amir Tzashem, we should all grow to be gold, mibayis, michutz, and everything in between. Shabbat shalom. Okay.
Some of your stuff is on the shelf.